Prayer is the time when we come to God and ask God for what we want. Many times I call this emergency prayers. When you're coming to a busy intersection and suddenly you realize that your brakes don't work, and you say, "Oh God, please help me." Right? When you are in the Walmart checkout line, and you come up to the counter and there are 15 people behind you, and you have at least $150, well, I should say probably $300 worth of merchandise these days, and you hand the person your credit card or your debit card, and you go, "Oh dear God, please let it go through." How about the time that you show up for class, whether it's high school or college or junior high for that matter, and the teacher says, "All right, get out your number two pencils. We're going to have that test we talked about today." And you go, "Oh, dear God, please help me. I forgot to study." Right? Emergency prayers. Well, let's see what our Scripture talks about. In Scripture, we find that prayer is about taking time to talk to God, to be in conversation with God, to be in fellowship with God. It is literally to communicate with God. Communicate with God. Really, the only reason you might have an issue in praying is if you have an issue in communicating to other people. But I suppose if you talk with yourself, you should have an okay time praying as well. So prayer is literally to communicate. It's to hang out with, to be in fellowship with, to be in conversation with God. What happens when two people communicate? What happens when two people communicate? To honestly communicate with someone, we have to talk honestly. We have to open ourselves up to the other person. And on the other hand, we must what? We must what? Okay. Now, what is listening? What is listening? You know, in premarital counseling, I talk a lot about this and thinking about conversations that spirited conversations that sometimes husbands and wives get into. And here's really the definition of conversation and listening. Listening is when you take every word that is said, process it, and then formulate a response. Now tell me, what is it that, quite honestly, most of us do? We talk, and whenever we're quote-unquote listening, we're actually formulating our response then, aren't we? Now come on, be honest. Yeah, yeah. Jamie, cat's out of the bag. But when you truly listen, it implies there will be silence after the comment. Why? Because it's not until they are done talking that you think about your response. That you think about how you will respond to what they... Did my mic respond? That you will think about what your response is to what they commented on. All right? So... To honestly communicate with someone, we have to talk honestly, open ourselves up to the other person. On the other hand, we must listen. And listening is when you take every word that is said, process it, and then formulate a response. Talking to God is no different, folks. We must listen. We must share. We must open ourselves up to the will of God. Prayer is to the soul what breathing is for the body. Now, there's about two sentences in this sermon that I would really love you, if you remember nothing else, I would love if you remember these two sentences. And this is one of them. Now, that doesn't mean you can sleep during the rest of it, at least in my opinion. All right, prayer is to the soul what breathing is to the body. Well, let's dig into this sentence a little bit. What happens if we stop breathing? Doesn't take long, does it? If you suffer from emphysema or lung cancer, or if you remember the story about Paul down in Florida when he was 3 months old and he aspirated and he didn't breathe, I mean, it took him about 2 minutes and he was starting to turn purple, right? Yeah, it doesn't take long for the body to shut down when you cannot breathe. So what does this imply about the soul. Prayer is to the soul what breathing is to the body. What does that imply about our souls?